Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Thomas, you spent some time yesterday reviewing Trump v. Clinton, 108-page legal document, and you studied it for all of us out here so we didn't have to do it. So please give us a summary. What's inside? What should we be concerned about? And what is or isn't going to happen to it?
Well, Betsy, this is a hot potato here. Don't quite know where to start on this one. It's most interesting what has been done. And I would say that the attempt on Trump's part has about one-tenth of the information that we presented during that time that would also could be, but I can see why they didn't include in this 16 charges. And these 16 charges include racketeering, RICO, also conspiracy and injurious falsehood and conspiracy to create injurious falsehood and malicious prosecution and conspiracy to create malicious prosecution and computer fraud and abuse act crimes of theft of trade secrets, crimes of Stored Communication Act violations, crimes, and then the agencies that were also part of that. So this is a conspiracy. In some cases, some of the people named are in fact part of this conspiracy, and other parts they aren't part of the conspiracy per se. So when they name the agents, then they say through what's called respondent superior, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, vicarious liability. That's understandable. That means that all these companies listed were part of the conspiracy and that they're the agents of Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And the DNC campaign, Hillary Clinton's campaign, and her campaign managers there. They list most of them. And then they also list Perkins Coie, the DNC, the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, Orbis Business Intelligence Limited, which is, of course, Christopher Steele, the creator of the PP dossier, as it's called, or the fake dossier. And the company, which was new to me, so this was fascinating reading to me because it was reading like our intelligence reports of the time, and nobody has been interested in that because we've all been waiting around to trust Durham, to trust William Barr, the most disgusting attorney general I've seen. At least his predecessor didn't do anything. He himself worked against the president, and he appointed John Durham to bury this whole thing. And here we come up on the fact that in this lawsuit, it claims that the beginning of this conspiracy started in 2015 in April, which is happens to be the exact time that we said it all started, April of 2015. And because we quoted the first time that the FBI went to the DNC and said, there are abnormalities with what you're doing here. And yes, that's even come out in this because through John Durham's investigation, which is taking forever, very little of it has been revealed. There have been two indictments, and these indictments are the key components in this lawsuit. So what the lawsuit does is it uses these John Durham indictments and what has been released as verification of evidence that's already been presented into a court and been accepted into the court as evidence and used in an indictment. And then all the other notations and things that are referred to in this lawsuit are basically quoting previous research of the of Michael Horowitz's Inspector General report, of testimony behind closed doors, in front of the Senate committees, different Senate committees, in all these different things, as well as books that have been written and so on and so forth, but specifically evidence. And so the first thing I noticed when I looked at this is two things. First off, it says that he is suing Hillary. Well, let's remember Hillary sued him in April 20th of 2018. And it was a Hillary lawsuit against Trump, Russia, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and most of Trump's associates. And on that list of associates were people Trump didn't even associate with, but they were nefarious characters that Hillary thought would be good to throw in there. And what happened? Of course, the court case was dismissed because she had, it was a ridiculous case. Completely ridiculous. Stating that, of course, the Russians hacked the DNC server and used that to basically turn the population against Hillary so that she would not win the election. So her damages were the election that she lost. And so nothing went anywhere with that. So now you have Trump, basically almost the same period of time afterwards, filing a lawsuit that basically, as far as I can tell, this is the same exact language used, even in the same phrasing, as Devin Nunes used in the Devin Nunes memo, which was memorandum, which spelled out this exact same case through the help of Kash Patel and another aide that he had at the time. And of course, Devin Nunes was raked over the coals for that. Now Devin Nunes has quit to join Trump, the Trump team, creating the Truth Social Network, which I'm told, and I know nothing about any of these technological things, except that I'm told that this is not really the platform that everyone was promised, which was supposed to take the 6,000 affidavits that he collected to use against Twitter and other social media groups that were curtailing free speech. And what happened from that? Nothing, except that he gets an app called Truth. And who runs it? Devin Nunes. Well, as far as I can tell, it doesn't take a Devin Nunes to run an app. It doesn't take hardly anything to run an app. Devin Nunes was used to write this lawsuit. And you can tell it's Devin Nunes because he has all of the references. And Devin, of course, was personally lambasted throughout all of this and kept great records. We know that because he himself brought multiple lawsuits against social media and against others for defamation of character, against the newspapers and so on and so forth. So Devin Nunes really is a person who was subjected to that type of squelching of the basically MAGA, the right, whatever you want to call it, the Republicans and conservative voices. And we already know that because of the deplatforming of most of these conservatives. We already saw that from all the people who were just wiped off of YouTube, wiped off of Twitter. And we got to see the worst public display of the squelching of free speech that I've seen, certainly in my life. So what we have here is a lawsuit that replicates Hillary's lawsuit. But in this case, he's correct. And they go down like a hurt lover has a list of, and you did this to me on this day, and on this day you did this to me, and then on. So it's a beautiful calendar of some of the crimes committed against Trump, and crimes that can literally be taken back to this company called Newstar that is run by Rodney Jaffe, who I knew nothing about these people, even though I did speculate at the time when we pointed out, and nowhere in this lawsuit are they pointing out what I'm about to say, that Franklin Furrer was hired by James Comey through the magazine or this online magazine called Slate. And he went around and got these experts at universities to somehow just magically hack into Trump Towers, Trump Organization, Trump's personal records, which is why there's claims here of stealing intellectual property of trade secrets. And then even after he was president, as we always said, everything of his was being monitored by multiple groups. And so his executive office computer, everything that Trump was doing was being stolen by Rodney Jaffe through Newstar. But in the end, John Durham indicts him. And what's going to happen? Nothing, folks. Nothing will happen. Okay. And that's the reason that, you know, we were told there's these indictments. Well, they happened quite some time ago. And so if you followed this at that time, I said, nothing will happen. This is John Durham picking low-hanging fruit for people that are going to be charged with crimes that are nebulous that you don't have to really serve any time for. And that's what it looks like. And that's what John Durham did. But Trump's lawyers, and according to me, according to my opinion, Devin Nunes, put together this wonderful lawsuit, and it's really good because it's just great entertainment also, if nothing else. So if you didn't know this stuff, then you didn't know the really basic stuff, except for, as I say, who Rodney Jaffe was and who this Democratic operative who'd been around through many presidential elections named Charles Dolan and his association with Igor Danchenko. And that's the funny part. That's the people who got indicted, you see, because they messed around and they lied just like Andrew McCabe lied five times during Michael Horowitz and the IG inspection, nothing happened to him. He still got his SES retirement. So that's what can happen here. This can all just be swept under the carpet. Let's remember James Wolfe, the biggest spy in U.S. history, giving out all the FISA information, giving out the most top secret material from the Senate Intelligence Committee, and his assistant, Daniel Jones. They were both brought into question. James Wolfe was indicted. He was convicted, and he spent, I think, 2 days in jail. Then he went right back to his job. And Daniel Jones, who had been the direct assistant of Diane Weinstein, or whatever her name is, that hag of an old lady in the Senate Intelligence Committee, who quit right after that, and so that Mark Warner could take over, who was directly connected to this PP dossier, which is mentioned again and again in the Trump versus Clinton lawsuit. The PP dossier, they know, was created by Charles Dolan and Igor Danchenko, because they literally went to Russia. They went to that hotel. They talked to a bunch of people and tried to find if Trump was ever there. Then they made up the story about the PP document. But what they don't point out is what we pointed out. The PP dossier document, the idea, was first put forward by Hillary Clinton's very dear friend and Bill Clinton's dear friend, Strobe Talbert's cousin, Cody Shearer, who has written before opposition research lies and propaganda that helped the Clintons out numerous times before. So Cody Shearer wrote this thing about Trump and this hotel in Moscow when he was there with Miss Universe, whatever, and the pee-pee on the bed because that's where Obama had stayed. Just the stupidest story ever. It never happened, folks. But John Brennan three times paid $100,000 to the people we've mentioned. If you want to go back and listen to all of this again, it's too many details to say now. It would overwhelm you. John Brennan's not even mentioned in Trump's lawsuit. He was absolutely part of it. CIA's mentioned over and over again, but not John. Comey's mentioned. Strzok is mentioned. Orbis, Daniel Steele and Orbis Intellectual are named, and Perkins Coie and the Michael Sussman, the lawyer who worked with these people, not only through Fusion GPS and Mark Elias through Fusion GPS, but Michael Sussman also worked with Charles Dolan and his K Global, which was another group creating another lie. So as I had pointed out back then, I assumed, by what I read in this document, there were at least five sources. So now we know. Christopher Steele says he didn't write none of it. He got it from Igor. Igor says, because Igor is a Russian citizen and Igor works for Daniel Steele through Orbis Intellectual, Orbis Business Intelligence Limited. That's right. And his partner. But Igor was a partner with him. He worked directly for him and he made up all those lies. No, he didn't make them up. He got those lies directly from Charles Dolan, who is the top operative, Democratic operative, right under John Podesta during the campaign for Hillary. And the beauty of this is, and the reason I got so excited was because I said from the beginning, if they could simply look at the bank records of Perkins Coie, or however you pronounce it, and the bank records of Fusion GPS, they could follow it back to its true sources, Stephen Halpern, the payments to Daniel's to Christopher Steele and his company. It'd go back to Dearlove. It'd go back to Arvinder Sambhai. It would go back to the Brits. Absolutely 100%. It would go back to, why do they mention that here's this guy, Rodney Jaffe of Neustar, gets blamed for the hack of Trump Towers? Huh, what nonsense. Robert Hannigan came over from England from General Communications Headquarters, obviously from orders by the Queen, obviously, since he's the head of their highest military intelligence group, went to Fort Meade, got permission from Brennan to use Fort Meade to spy on Trump Towers. That's a fact, never mentioned in here. Why? Because that's one of the people that was spying on him. So they caught Rodney Jaffe completely through Neustar, because of checks that were written. And they also caught Charles Dolan because Charles Dolan lied supposedly to John Durham. And so did Igor Danchenko lied to the investigation led by John Durham, special counsel now, who is actually sweeping it all under the rug and using the statute of limitation, which runs out here before too long, before any of these people could probably even be prosecuted. But the statute of limitation is that's what they do. That's what Bill Barr does. Remember, he's the hanging Chad lawyer. Remember, this is the man who won the election for Baby Bush using legal warfare. So what he did is he made sure that the people who were all involved in this never got prosecuted. His name should be listed here as a collaborator, but this is going after just the allegations which were made in public, made in media, made by members of the Hillary Clinton team, made by Podesta, made by all these people, where they literally say Trump was colluding with Russia. Doesn't matter what the Mueller investigation says, which completely exonerated him. We still, to this very day, and that's what I liked about this, this lawsuit says that from April 2015 until now, this group called the Enterprise that was racketeering broke RICO laws, and they were called, for the rest of the document, they named them the Enterprise. So Hillary's Enterprise included the DNC in her own campaign fund. But this is beautiful that they find the one person they can blame this on, that they went in, and because when they went in to Trump Towers, as we told you, it wasn't just Rodney Jaffe. They paid universities to attack Trump Tower to try to find any association with Russia, and they did. They found a campaign for people, for Russian oligarchs going to rich hotels. And so the Trump Towers were listed and they would ping them every few minutes. Trump Towers wasn't interested in the contract because they wouldn't give them a contract in Russia. So they never pinged him back. So it was an automatic ping. James Comey revealed this to the world. But here in this document, it points out that Rodney Jaffe did that and that Neustar did it. And that they should be prosecuted for that, for basically RICO, because they worked directly with and were paid by Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, and Perkins Coie. And then also, let's look at this. You got Cody Shearer writing his part. You got Fusion GPS, which is in this document. Cody Shearer isn't. But the Fusion GPS, they caught too, with Glenn Simpson and Frisk and the whole group there, and Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr are all mentioned in this. So they went to that point, and that's all documented, okay? Remember, they all sang like songbirds as soon as they got behind closed doors, and they were represented by lawyers of the FBI and the Justice Department. So the Justice Department, the FBI ran shotgun for all of the people mentioned in these indictments, including Hillary and the midterm examination. Remember that one? She stole 30,000. She went through, stole 30,000 of her own emails, trash canned them, bleach washed it, the computer, in however they do that, and lied about all of it. And what really happened, she was never even investigated. They never even questioned her. She was never a person of interest. And then they allowed her to bring in the laptops. They confiscated them, said they allowed them to destroy them. The FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department are so corrupt in all of this, it's disgusting. So when Trump wants to go after James Comey and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, I don't know how that's going to work. I tend to think that this could also possibly just be grandstanding and a big a publicity propaganda thing that then exonerates him, because it does list the crimes and does list the bigger outcome of some of the crimes. The details of the crimes are much, much more pervasive and go through all agencies of the federal government. But at this point, you can't bring a lawsuit for that. This is a civil lawsuit. And basically, he says in the document three times that he has lost $24 million and just paying for the costs of these attacks of these people that still continue to this day. And he didn't even put in the idea that it's still affecting him and the costs. But that would come out if there was really a lawsuit that went forward and went to court. He's running for president, but he won't tell us that. He keeps collecting for it, right? I don't know what to make of this, except that it's a tit for tat with Hillary. It ignores what James Comey did, the 28 crimes of treason, which we've outlined, including Franklin Fuhrer's expose, which was the big expose of this supposed crime of Trump, and which is mentioned many times in this document, this lawsuit, that Trump paid members of Alpha Bank in Russia, and they were paying him, and they had a back channel, and that Trump was working for Putin. The whole story of who was working for Trump is a joke, and Carter Page being a absolutely, according to the FISA warrants, a 100% absolutely proven, guaranteed, dyed-in-the-wool spy for Russia. No, he wasn't. He was, in fact, an agent for the CIA and the FBI repeatedly, and that's in lawsuits that he was participated in framing Russians working as an agent for the CIA. So it was Charles Dolan and Igor Danchenko who went to Russia, created the whole PP story. But here's the other part. John Brennan had three times paid people to search the world for a video, supposedly, of Trump with prostitutes and the prostitutes are peeing on him. So three times, we tracked all of this for you, even tracked the payments and so on and so forth and who was paid and when it happened. And Brennan was up to his eyeballs in this dirt because he was trying to find any incriminating information. Matter of fact, I bet you if you had really any incriminating information, it would have brought a pretty penny in those days. So you have Cody Shearer also working for Clinton, never mentioned, and we know that that added. We had Fusion GPS working for Clinton, and that means that Nellie and Bruce Orr working for the Justice Department, Nellie previously for the Justice Department, Nellie working for Fusion GPS helped create some of these stories and some of the names. We have Charles Dolan, who has already been charged and indicted for lying, and it means he's going to get away scot-free, but he basically set up Igor Danchenko to give Christopher Steele all this false information and all these false names. And he happened to have that information because he had just gone to Russia under certain false pretenses and gathered all that information. And he was basically the person who was the motive force behind the content of the PP dossier, not Christopher Steele and his British and his, cause he was a British spy spying on Russia. He worked at a desk. He didn't know anything. Igor, on the other hand, Igor knew a lot of people. Igor is definitely a spy. I mean, why would anyone doubt that? He's a friggin' Russian, a Russian national living in America, working for these Perkins Coie and other bad lawyer companies for opposition research. So remember, this is mudslinging. So Trump's Hillary suing Trump, suing Russia, suing WikiLeaks, Assange, and all of Trump's cohorts is just more propaganda. And Trump suing her, it's propaganda, but in his case, as I said, it's real. And we have to remember this opposition research is mudslinging in the old days and still now to this very minute. You can't be sued for mudslinging at a politician running for in a campaign. Come on, let's remember that.
I want you to say something about the statute of limitations here on this mm-hmm. whole thing, but also I'm reading a lot from folks in the internet that think this is just another grifting opportunity for Trump. And what he'll do is he'll raise money to help him with the case, but the case will be closed out for whatever reason. We see it all the time. He'll get his settlement. Maybe it's only $10 billion, who knows? And he walks away. And again, his supporters will be holding the bag. They get nothing out of it, but the thrill, I guess, of giving Trump $25 or whatever it is.
The most wicked and unethical and manipulating and lying political campaign I've ever seen is the fundraising Trump's doing right now. I get like 10 of these a day, and each one of them says, Trump has a table at his chair. Trump is missing you. It is the Trump move up to Goldstadt. I've never given a penny. I've never opened one of them.
You mean he has a would you say a table, a chair at the table?
Yes.
No. Oh, I
he
think
tells me that if I give some money,
okay,
which is if whatever I give, he's going to give 10 times as much. Yes. And then I have a chair at his table. I get to go to Mar-a-Lago and have dinner with him. It says right there.
And then Mike
gets invited to dinner at least 100 times.
And then Mike gets somewhere where he's being shamed for not giving to the GOP.
Oh, they shame you all the
when
time.
When everyone in the internet, they don't say Rona McDaniel anymore. Everyone that I read says Rona Romney McDaniel. People are waking up, Douglas.
Oh, yes. And so his campaign right now, for one who hasn't declared his candidacy, which would protect him if he did, but he hasn't, which is weird. His association with the vaccines and him calling a national emergency before the medical or the pandemic was called shows his collusion with the pharmaceutical companies. And then, of course, the end of the deal with China shows there never was a deal with China. When you see that some of the things that he did completely unraveled so quick, you wondered whether they were ever actually put in place. And, you know, many of his orders weren't followed, and they weren't followed at all levels. So you wonder why this man would want to be president again. But the point is, why isn't he honest? Why isn't he still preaching that the Arizona recount and audit and the other supposed recounts and audits are supposedly still going on and nothing is happening? It's as quiet as can be. And why is it that the lawyers that represent him don't have the full story, like Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani? And then later, they're demonized for Trump, and Trump doesn't come to their defense, when in fact they had a lot of evidence. They gathered tremendous evidence, gave it to him. So he's got all the evidence.
What's going on here is the same thing that you're going to see with any lawsuit or any, or this thing with Durham that you're explaining will get back on track, is that it's a stall and delay tactic. Legally, we would call that running out of the statute of limitations. But whatever it is, if it's the media reporting on an incident, if it's Donald Trump getting honest with who and what he is, it's stall, stall, stall.
We and Trump said it started April 2015. This is 2022. Any minute, the statute of limitations is going to end, as well as Durham has spent way, 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 way too long on this. And basically, he is just obfuscating. He is basically sweeping the dirt under the rug. And statute of limitation, he can use that in any way he wants. And since he's running this as a special counsel without a grand jury, he is judge and jury, okay? And an indictment from him doesn't mean there will be a prosecution or sentencing. No, not at all. And we get to see the different types of grand jury, the Robert Mueller grand jury, which had supreme power over everything. No other cases could go forward during his investigation that had any connection, according to Robert Mueller, with anything he was investigating. So in other words, all investigation stopped. It was just like 9/11. All criminal investigation stopped and everything went towards radical Islamic terrorism, the myth of it. And so that's what we also have now at the ending of the Western civilization, the ending of the corporatist capitalism in America, which we believe is happening. But here's Trump trying to grab $21 billion. And by the way, as I pointed out, all the headlines said Trump wants $24 million. No, Trump lost $24 million defending himself, and he wants $21 billion because he, of course, is Trump. And does he have a basis for it? Yes. Will he find the judges? I am told, I don't know this, a conclave member reported this to me just minutes before, that he filed in 7 districts in Florida. Now, what's the significance of that? Well, the last time the DNC got in trouble, and remember, he names the DNC, and remember, you don't know this necessarily, if you didn't read the document everywhere like I did. The DNC had a contract with Hillary Clinton that Hillary Clinton was in charge of the DNC. Everything, its economics, its politics, who it chooses, everything. And that's what was in that server. And we told you this from the beginning. And we told you that good old Bernie Sanders was locked out. That's why Bernie Sanders had a lawsuit over this. He was locked out of his money because Hillary took all the money. We went through the cases where she took donations to all candidates for the Democratic National Committee, and they all funneled to her. Well, that was because of a contract. I should have known, and I didn't know, and so that's a shortcoming on my part. I should have known that she only did that because she made it legal. She had a contract with the DNC, and now, what does that have to do with Florida? The judge who determined the case of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC against them by their clients who had donated to the DNC and said that Hillary had cheated them in this way I just described, as well as many other ways, The court said, notwithstanding the fact that they were guilty on all charges, because they are a business, that if Debbie and the judge from the chair told them the following, well, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you're guilty on all cases. And remember, she's the one who hid the other case of the worst spying going on in Congress at the time. In Juan Aron, she was his favorite. She basically is one of the most corrupt people in Washington, D.C. Anyway, she's in her district in Florida, and the judge says, sorry, all you have to do is resign. The whole case goes away when you resign. She resigned on the spot. Donna Brazile took her spot. Not quite as corrupt, but certainly as stupid. And it went on. And then remember that there were people in Florida who were killed around this case because they had been subpoenaed and they were then killed. Remember that Seth Rich died around this case in more than mysterious circumstances. I could talk to you all day about that. But you're talking about criminals who have done some very terrible things. So the DNC brought their case against Trump because they knew that Trump had a case against them. Okay. So in 2018, 4 years ago, when we talked about this and when we also pointed out the facts of the matter that everything Hillary put in her lawsuit was wrong and it was completely skewed, Trump's is actually, as far as I can tell, every word in it is correct because it doesn't really go that far. It doesn't get too specific. It's just, you know, the overview, I guess, of the case. I'm not a lawyer. But will it have standing? I don't know. But if he applied in seven cases, and one of them is that court, which I do believe it is, I have to do research to make sure that that's the case, because I am told by a conclave member who I trust that some of these courts that he has applied to have judges that were appointed by him. Now, if that's the case, they may have to recuse themselves. So that's not a good thing. So I don't know if that's true. But the case that it would happen in the same same district, the federal court of the Southern District of Florida, and particularly that previous case was in the district of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So if it is in either one of those two, then in fact you may have either no chance whatsoever, it'll be thrown out, or you actually may have a chance. So I'm not going to predict what's going to happen with this. But I just want to go on and recapitulate something here. The 28 crimes, I think we called it, of James Comey, those 28 crimes were all of these attempts to create a soft coup during a political election, which of course is a massive federal crime. If they don't sentence you to life in prison, you should be. Just like messing with votes should be life in prison. It's the only right we have in this representative republic constitution. And to take that away, then you are not a citizen. If you do not have free elections, you do not have an America, because the America is its citizens. So what we're talking about here is
we haven't had free elections forever. And the last few in our lifetimes have all been run by this Optech software with Mitt Romney, George Soros, and Mark Malik Brown. So this is all over the world, people. We are not getting free elections. The politicians that are trying to destroy your citizenry have been selected by these Pilgrim Society uppers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Since 1979, when Jimmy Carter started Optech in Venezuela, the CIA has placed more people in power and taken them from power because of that software. Still used to this day. It's been upgraded twice that I know of. I think it's now called Eagle Optech 3 or something like that. But the point is that it's still there. Nothing stopped it. The last election, the election fraud, the greatest we've ever seen. You would have to be a kindergartner not to have seen the election fraud. I mean, really, look at Pennsylvania. I mean, I won't even go into it. It's too stupid.
Yes, but that's the grip that the Pilgrim Society and these Brits, and you and Michael just finished an amazing video on this very topic. They have gripped us so tightly with their propaganda and the inability of our system to prosecute anyone. So I am saying, I'm calling for everyone, please, out there, join me. We need to collapse this economic system. We need to have the petrodollar collapse, because it is the fuel that drives the blackmail, the pedophilia, the crimes, everything that we're seeing. We're seeing at a planetary level these different mobsters warring with each other. And we people, these citizens, we're in the way. We just need to step aside, prepare your homestead, get your prepping supplies, and let it fall flat. It will be highly decentralized. Who knows, maybe for 100 years, but maybe that's not a bad thing. I mean, after all, the Tower of Babel eventually had to collapse and people couldn't talk to each other in the same language that they did before, which is a good thing. Do we really need government people? All our governments have shown us over these last few, not just centuries, but millennia, they have shown us that all they do is war with one another and tax the citizens and kill us.
And they put it in a 200-year plan, and right now they're right on target. And if the World Economic Forum, which has become the new United Nations, the new League of Nations, the new basically extension of the Privy Council of the British monarchy, if they have their way, then certainly this is the restructuring. But I don't think that they have their ducks in a row, in my opinion. And I think that they're going to fall very, very short of what they anticipate. But let's just look at what's happening here. This lawsuit against Clinton implies a whole lot. And it doesn't state a lot of other things that could be brought in as evidence against them. And Penn Quarter Group, Daniel Jones's group, the guy that I was talking about before, who with James Wolfe were the ones who released the FISA information to their girlfriend who printed it all in whole, in toto. And James Wolfe, I think it was 2 days. I think he actually physically spent 2 days in jail. Daniel Jones went and created Penn Quarter Group. Well, When Daniel Steele got in trouble with Orbis Business Intelligence, then it went to Fusion GPS to run this scam that Hillary has, which he calls a racketeering RICO enterprise called the Enterprise. So when Hillary started the Enterprise back in April 2015, other groups were already active, because I pointed out to you that that Comey got involved in April of 2015 by going to the DNC and telling them things. And they said, hey, get out of here. You're not going to look at our server. Are you kidding? George Soros money has paid us, as previously, the last previous elections. George Soros gave us huge amounts of money. And we have this super secret program where we're able to steal the RNC's material, which was stolen. Again, just look in the, I was going to say history books, there are no such things, but it was well known that the DNC's lists were stolen, and they were stolen by this program. Seth Rich knew about that. That's the reason they killed him. And he was coming to the FBI the next day with the evidence, and they just happened that night when the equipment that actually killed him came up missing from an FBI car that was parked supposedly at the home of an FBI agent just a few blocks away. Anyway, The evidence out of the DNC being corrupt is only partial. Cody Shearer out of the DNC, but also out of the DNC, Charles Dolan and Kay Global were doing the same thing, just like Michael Schussman and other agents of Perkins Coie, Elias and others, were working to create that PP dossier with the members of the Department of Justice. The State Department was involved in this. Everyone, you can't hardly name anyone, and we have named them and told you their part in it, that was part of this soft coup, which became a hard coup, which in fact was affected in the last election. So that is what this document is. We don't know where it will go, but there's a lot that isn't there. But what is there is enough to condemn the people involved. But the people involved are the same people that are going to be hearing this or be adjudicating this. And if that's the case, then I don't know that this has a snowball's chance in hell. But I would say that it is really good reading. And I found it very entertaining to find a couple elements of that story that we thought we were on the ball with that we didn't have. So here's one of the few times you'll ever hear us say, we learned something from this that we hadn't already learned back then. And but nothing really came of it. The very people, Neustar and Rodney Jaffe, nothing's going to happen to him. Is anything going to happen to Charles Dolan? No. So all the real criminals involved here, because of Durham's investigation, can no longer be investigated because of double jeopardy. And if he had a grand jury actually constituted, which no one knows, then they have all kinds of protections. And that's how Comey got out of never testifying. That's how these people got away with the murder of the coup of President Donald Trump.